for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip?
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Sure, let's do it. So, Conan O'Brien will host the 97th Academy Awards. This is his first time leading the ceremony.
This is incredible. I've been handed an Oscar. I'm an Oscar winner. It's amazing.
Host.
Oh, I'm hosting.
Yes.
I'm an Oscar host.
Exactly.
Oh, but do I still get to keep the Oscar?
No, you do not. The Oscars will air on March 2nd, 2025 on ABC. The Rock's movie Red One, which I had not even heard of, made $34 million in its opening weekend. That was enough to open at number one, but given that it cost $250 million to make, it's not ideal. The film follows the head of North Pole Security, played by Dwayne Johnson, teaming up with a notorious hacker, Chris Evans, in order to locate a kidnapped Santa Claus. And I think it's played by the psychiatrist from Law and Order, but I can't remember his name. Anyway, Josh Brolin told Mark Maron that despite quitting chewing tobacco, he uses nicotine pouches day and night, even while he's sleeping.
And I started taking them out and putting them on the bedside table. Yeah. And then my kid would pick it up at 2 years old. Yeah. If she puts it in her mouth, she's going to get sick. And instead of stopping, I try and teach them.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Yeah, you should probably just stop. Gwen Stefani says she didn't even know Blake Shelton existed before she met him on The Voice. That's a really nice thing to say about your husband. And Miss Universe has been crowned.
The new Miss Universe is Denmark!
That was a shock because Victoria Kjær Thelvig of Denmark is the first Danish winner in the pageant's history. The 21-year-old animal advocate is an entrepreneur, a former professional dancer. She is quite beautiful. And Miss Nigeria is the first runner-up. Beyonce will perform at halftime during a Christmas Day NFL doubleheader on Netflix. Oh, no. I hope that they learned some stuff from that Tyson and Jake Paul fight, because the failures. Beyonce's hometown of Houston Texans will host the Baltimore Ravens in the second game. The early Christmas game on Netflix features the Chiefs visiting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Y'all, if they don't get this right, half of Missouri may lose their minds. And I'm going to have to sign up for a temporary membership to Netflix because I refuse to pay that much a month. Sherry Shepherd, actress, comedian, and talk show host, is now a Guinness World Record holder for the fastest time to dress like a princess.
And now it's time for the results.
So I have reviewed your costume and double-checked the time. Mm-hmm. The mark to beat was 30 seconds.
Okay.
Sherry,
yeah.
Today you had a time of 17.28 seconds. It's a new...
Why that's exciting to her. Christopher Cross says he financed his self-titled debut album by selling weed. He also wrote the lyrics to Ride Like the Wind while he was doing acid. These are not things you should be doing, children. And finally, a dirt alert. So, were you a fan of Gossip Girl? Chanel Maya Banks was on Gossip Girl, and she has addressed being reported missing by her family.
Take myself out of a bad situation, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. I haven't been gone for 3 weeks. I haven't been missing for 3 weeks. I'm an adult woman. I don't have to call my mother every day.
Yeah, the day she sat down for that interview, I think with Entertainment Tonight, she'd been gone for a week, and her mother and her cousin had started a GoFundMe to look for her. No, it sounds like a stage mom situation. I hope that she is able to get away from her. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go, B104.3, and Monday.